Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. But Jamie, it's the largest, biggest news story in America.
Oh my God.
And it's entertaining.
Okay, it's not entertaining. It's awful to watch. We're talking about Johnny. We're just talking about this off the air because we're having a little discussion and he wants to play some more audio and talk about it and stuff. And I said, I don't know what it is, this Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. It just makes me too angry. Like, it really, it's so frustrating to watch. And I don't know why all of it's just so messy. And I can't believe that we're invited into their lives. I don't want to be in their lives.
You're going to have a meltdown if she wins this trial.
Yeah.
You will. I'm telling you, if they come back
I'm
with a
verdict. I'm going to take a mental health day.
Look, Amber Heard's back on the stand this morning. They're doing cross-examination. And man, does she look like she doesn't want to be there. Unbelievable. And they're reading some of the, I guess, the entries into her journal. And it's going to be a good day today.
Well, here's some of the stuff that I just saw. First of all, it says, I didn't know this, and maybe we can find the audio. It actually says that she testified yesterday that she's tried to look her ex-husband in the eyes during their defamation trial, but he's avoided her gaze at all cost. That was on the stand, she said that. She's tried to look at him. And then they played a piece of audio that she had a restraining order against him, and then she went and violated. She should be in jail for that because you can't violate a restraining order. And she went over to try to hug him, even though they had a restraining order. And they played it, and she said, he said, please, she said, please, I just want to hug you and say bye. And he said, I am nothing to you, and I will always be nothing to you. You will not see my eyes ever again in your life.
He said that to her?
Yeah. When they got
and that's why he's not looking at her in court?
You never get my eyes ever again. That is a bold statement, isn't
it? And when was this? In like 20...
Whenever they got a divorce. 2016, wow.
2016 is when they got a divorce. So he hasn't looked her in the eye in 6 years?
She doesn't deserve it.
Wow.
That's basically what he said.
Well, and even now I'm watching the live feed and he's just looking down the entire time.
He's like, you will never get to look at my eyes again. Oh, I'd like to look in his eyes. So BJ and I also have another problem going on. I keep having dreams about Johnny Depp, like we're a couple, and we go to Bud's, and we have cheeseburgers, and we laugh.
Yeah.
And then he gets really drunk, and then I get mad at him, and then I'll be like, I don't want to be the next Amber Heard. Why are you getting drunk like this? I thought you were better than that. And then you had one where you pooped in the bed.
Yeah, I sure did. Last night, yeah. Jamie, she's off at Bud's with Johnny Depp, and he gets all liquored up, and they get in a big fight, which is not shocking at all, but at the same time it's affected my life too. I go to bed last night after watching yesterday afternoon and all this audio that we've played for you, and I have this dream that I pooped the bed.
Sometimes when you have a dream that you poop the bed, you actually poop the bed.
No, I didn't.
Okay, maybe it was your dog.
No, there was no poop in the bed when I woke up this morning.
Okay,
I'm just saying I had that dream.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah.
And it had to be the trial.
Yeah, for sure, because mine are so real about him. Like, we literally are together. So that's why I felt like maybe you did poop the bed, because maybe yours
were
just...
No, I did not. No, I was just telling you it's a dream.
I'm thinking it's a fun rumor to start. Anybody think that BJ actually pooped the bed? Raise their hand.
No.
Raise
no,
it up. No. Everybody has their hands raised up.
This is from yesterday. Amber says, I didn't poop the bed.
Did you commit any kind of prank?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And why would that not be something you would do?
First of all, I don't think that's funny. Yes, I don't know what grown woman does. I was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I was at a crossroads in my life that was really serious, and I had just been attacked on my 30th birthday by my violent husband with whom I was desperately in love.
You know, I think on my list of pranks, I'd probably get down to, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30 before poop the bed come up.
Yeah, it's not that funny at
all. Right, Shmadil, what are these other pieces of audio from today? This is today's stuff.
I guess they kept a journal together. And one of the entries is a love note from Amber to Johnny. And then the last one is, it seems like it's an apology note. And it's the last entry in the journal.
Let's not play this.
Why?
Because she makes me crazy. And that piece of hair that's over her eye, what is that? Look
yeah,
at
the
me.
One strand.
What if I talk to you? That's got to be driving the jury nuts. So what if I did the whole show with this like this? Like, hey, BJ.
I like that look.
why doesn't she put it behind her ear or tuck it back? Like, what is that piece of hair?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. But I don't these know what... are going to just make me mad. So.
All right. Here's the love note.
I just said they're going to make me mad.
All right, but take your headphones off. Let me play it for the audience. You just take your headphones off, and that way you don't get...
I have to watch the car wreck.
Here's a love note.
True love isn't about just the madness of passion, or instead picking the safety of peace. No, it's about having both. Falling madly in love with your friend. That is what has surprised me perhaps the most. That I have seen in you the true bones of friendship and respect. But of course, I still, perhaps more than ever... want to rip you apart, whoa, devour you, and whoa, savor the taste. Fret whoa not.
And
XX
then poof you out.
Slim.
Yes, it's a love note.
Did I read that correctly?
Yes, you did.
And you're Slim, right?
That's correct.
I don't think you're going to read that on a Hallmark card. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to devour you and your taste.
I'm sorry I can get crazy. I'm sorry I hurt you. Like you, I can get wicked when I am hurt, when I feel provoked, shattered. And last night, I was. I felt abandoned about the Lily Rose thing, felt absolutely bewildered about your not coming home on my last night here, and was heartbroken and angry after many attempts in vain on my part to rectify the situation and make amends on the last night of what was otherwise a gorgeous trip with you. I am so sorry for my part. None of this is meant to be an excuse for hurting you. Because the truth is, nothing is. There is never a reason good enough to hurt you. You are the last thing in the whole world who deserves it. Last person I ever meant to hurt. I love you, Steve. I am forever yours, Slim.
Who that?
Who's Steve? Oh, well, she's got fake names.
No, Slacker and Steve.
Oh!
Duh.
Is that not a confession?
Well, yeah.
I mean, she's talking about, I hurt you last night.
And I didn't mean
and
to.
And I don't think she meant that, you know, his feelings. I think she meant she threw a bottle at him.
Shmadil, do you have the one where Johnny's screaming at her or something?
I do, but there's a lot of F words in it. I got to bleep them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's play them. That's what makes this trial so good.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, God. All it's right. So messy.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.